Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Terry Savage, and I am a senior mortgage trader with RBC Blue Bay in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is quite an interesting time in the mortgage market. The U.S. housing market has taken center stage recently, as there is talk of the Trump administration considering declaring a national housing emergency due to record low affordability in the U.S. for homes. U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent recently told reporters that President Trump might declare a national housing emergency this fall. This rhetoric puts a spotlight on mortgage rates. First off, we are in a situation where the average home in the U.S. is unaffordable for the average home buyer. The Housing Affordability Index hit the lowest reading in the second quarter of this year since its inception in 1986. What we have experienced over the past 5 years is home price growth well exceeding personal income growth in the U.S. We are now in an environment where there is quite a large gap between an affordable home and the median priced home in the U.S. The low housing affordability is not only coming from the price of the median home, but also from mortgage rates, since most home buyers finance a portion of their home purchase. The 30-year mortgage rate has remained stubbornly above 6% for the past 3 years, currently hovering around 6.35%. To help ease affordability in the U.S., the administration is focused on bringing interest rates down, specifically calling on Fed Chair Jerome Powell to lower the Fed funds rate. The aim is to bring down borrowing costs, specifically mortgage rates. And the Federal Reserve is widely expected to cut the Fed funds rate this Wednesday. Which brings me to what we've been seeing in the markets recently. Treasury rates have steadily declined since mid-August. The decline in interest rates is on the heels of the U.S. labor market showing signs of stress, which in turn increases the likelihood of rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. In fact, last week, we saw the 10-year almost trade through a 4%. The 10-year has not closed below 4% since last October, except for a brief period in early April when there was tariff concerns. So how does the Fed funds rate and the 10-year Treasury rate affect the mortgage rate? The 30-year mortgage rate is well correlated with the 10-year Treasury rate. Many investors refer to this correlation as highly directional. Regarding the Fed funds rate, this short-term rate influences the 10-year Treasury as it's a proxy for future Fed expectations and for the path of the economy. To help achieve lower mortgage rates, the key is lowering the Fed funds rate, which will likely also bring down 10-year Treasury rates. However, the other part of the equation lowering mortgage rates is narrowing the spread between mortgages and Treasuries. The spread is quite simply the risk or cost of a mortgage. What we've been seeing recently in the mortgage market is spreads to Treasuries tightening, and we're currently at the tightest spread levels in almost a year. The anticipation of rate cuts, a low volatility environment, and the reach for mortgage duration as rates have declined have all contributed to the tightening we're seeing in mortgage spreads. Which brings me back to what I referenced earlier. If the administration is to issue an emergency declaration for the U.S. housing market, part of the focus will likely be on lowering interest rates via the Fed funds rate. To get solid traction on housing affordability, we need to see mortgage rates decline to nearly a 5%. So there is plenty of work needed here. For mortgage investors, we think it is important to stay nimble. Given the focus of the administration on the housing market, and the impact that the mortgage market has on housing, it is vital for us as mortgage investors to pay close attention to the policies which can impact mortgage rates and spreads. We are cognizant of the administration's goal of bringing down housing costs by lowering rates, and we are keeping this message in the forefront as we navigate the mortgage market. Thank you for watching and enjoy the week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management. RBC GAM, for informational purposes, and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.